Thanks for listening to WAER News on NPR One and WAER.org.
A program here in Syracuse to help children get ready for school and break the cycle of poverty continues to get federal support. Peace Incorporated will receive $5.8 million for its Head Start program in the region. Program Director Rebecca Heberle says Head Start and Early Head Start serve about 1,200 children, including some parents. In most cases, these are kids who wouldn't be in other preschool or pre-K programs.
The numbers and the slots are not there within school districts or even other programs who are giving it their best shot. So these would be kids who are sitting at home, probably, you know, in front of a TV without interacting with their peers on a regular basis and losing out on all of the learning that's happening each and every day at the Head Start program. So it would be detrimental to our community otherwise.
She adds the children receive more than they would in a typical daycare setting, including emotional and social support, as well as health and nutrition needs. There has been some debate over the value of educational gains from Head Start, but Heberle hears all the time from teachers that give her direct feedback.
Kindergarten teachers who say, you know, on day one, I can identify which kids went to Head Start based on their understanding of the classroom environment and all of the knowledge that they have on day one.
The almost $6 million pays about half of the budget for the program. The children mostly come from Syracuse City School areas, but some are in Jordan, Baldwinsville, Lafayette, and other outlying sites. Plus, Heberle says, family members also benefit from the program and its broad mission.
The importance of education and lifelong learning, and we also work with those families to help set goals that the family want to achieve. And many times, those goals are furthering their own education, and we work with them to help achieve those goals in any way that we can help and support them. And, I mean, we have numerous stories where people have gone on and actually end up, in many cases, working for us at the Head Start program.
Funding for many federal programs has been reduced or questioned. Heberle says if this appropriation didn't come through, the children would find themselves seriously behind when starting school, a gap that can be difficult to make up. Senators Kirsten Gillibrand and Chuck Schumer supported the funding. Schumer noted study after study confirms early childhood education pays off in better school performance later in life. You can find out more, as well as the location of Head Start sites in the region, at peace-caa.org. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
You can hear more WAER News content here on NPR One and at WAER.org.